Right. I've hit the red button. It is now clocking away a recording. Right, Dave Dempsey, leader of the Conservative Group on Fife Council. Well, it's not it really precisely in response to his budget. I just think that we're re neglecting the roads. I mean, I don't think this. I know it because the public tell me, and I know it myself. But what's particularly annoyed me this week is not the draft budget exactly, but the fact that this year's road budget is being raided all over the place to get money for other things that are not road repairs. So the road repairs that were down to be done, just in the next few months, aren't going to happen. And then we have the draft budget, which says we need to save money on road repairs. Well, it's happening already. If they save yet more, the roads are just going to get worse and worse and worse. Yes. Yes, nothing else to say. It's just going to get worse. Well, money's got to be saved everywhere, but it has to be saved in a way that everybody can see what it actually means. I mean, the one which particularly annoyed me this week is that not far short of £1 million is coming out of this year's budget, and one of the reasons is that we're not getting as much money as we should have for selling recycled plastic. So the way the budget process works is almost without anybody knowing, it's tucked away in the middle of a report. A big chunk of money gets moved to make up this shortfall, and it gets moved out the roads, and the roads don't get fixed. It's the transparency. It's knowing what we're expecting to get. I had a small case locally where we told, eventually managed to get some work scheduled for the residents. They said it'll happen in November, and then just a week before, someone made an inquiry. Oh no, we're going to do it in March. Well, we've managed to get it that one back to November, and it's a very small job. But it's this just the way things just disappear without enough thought given to the impact that's having on the public, who expect things to happen and then they just don't. Well, the press releases on that do say that, that end of the high street is perking up anyway, and that the traders would like this done, and it's a good thing to have done, and I've no objections in principle. It's just the way it's being funded from the road maintenance fund. It's not road maintenance. It's improvements to a high street, and if the council is going to improve high streets, which I think is a good thing, although the high street's never going to be what it was. Then they should do it from high street money. They shouldn't do it from roads maintenance money. It's a bit technical. It's a bit sort of lost in the rather complex process of budgets. But it's things that happen and people don't really realise they're happening because they're tucked out the way. Well, that's a complicated question that really needs to be sort of sat down and thought about, and because it's a local thing to Kirkcaldy, I've not been that closely involved in it. But the it I mean, there are all sorts of other ways that the budget money could be saved. We had a report a year ago on social work which proposed all sorts of ways of trimming the budget there, and the administration threw them out because they're not politically acceptable. They were about to get a big report on transportation. I won't know what that says till next month, but it wouldn't surprise me if again they look at some things and throw them out because they're unacceptable. The school budget is up for argument, and again, the roads are an easy target. There's no when we're talking about cuts to the school or changes to the school week, then the teachers will come out and say, no, you shouldn't do that. Parents will come out and say, no, we shouldn't do that. We talk of cuts to the road maintenance budget, and there's no comparable group. And one of my sort of chief themes as a councillor is to ensure that things like the roads, which are essential, don't just get an unfair hit because there's no pressure group there to defend them, basically. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of good things being done in that area, linking employability to schools and getting the hard to reach school leavers into apprenticeships and things. But it's limited, and I just think, you know, that the whole business of being the best place, yeah, I mean, I'm basically agreeing with you that it depends on the total package. And travelling round the place, being able to get from A to B easily, having adequate broadband, which is another thing that the council is pursuing, all these things add up to a package. You can't just take little bits of it and sort them and expect the whole thing to be where it should be. These are a total look, and the same applies to the budget. You've got to look across the whole thing and balance up the sort of political priorities with the slightly more boring stuff that is nevertheless of great importance to a very large number of people. I mean, virtually everybody uses the roads. No, I think that's probably enough for one morning. Yeah.